Luke sat beside Claire on the open deck of the ferry and tucked her into his side. She was quiet, even for her. The cool air whipped around them as they traversed the river, and he rubbed his hand up and down her arm in a vain attempt to keep her warm. He smiled against her hair when she turned her body towards his and slid her hand inside his jacket. Fucking Chris Marx. Next time he saw that son of a bitch who was going to knock his fucking block off.
Excuse me?
Luke looked up to see an attractive blonde with too much eye makeup gazing down at him. Claire's arm tightened around his waist. Yes.
I'm sorry. I never do this, but do I know you? You look very familiar.
Sure I do. Luke knew a line when he heard one, and he'd heard that old chestnut more times than he could count. Sorry, no. You're probably confusing me with someone else.
Are you sure?
She said, planting herself in the seat on the other side of him, angling her leg so it was touching his.
You really do look so familiar.
In the past, he would have played along. He would have taken her out for a drink, told her she was beautiful, gone back to her place, had unsatisfying sex, and snuck out before dawn. But now? Sorry, I just have one of those faces. She didn't take the hint.
But really?
For fuck's sake, Claire muttered quietly, getting to her feet. Claire. Luke said her name like a warning, although what he was warning her against doing, he wasn't quite sure. He certainly hadn't expected her to push his knees together, then seat herself in his lap with her back towards the blonde, effectively shutting the clueless twit down. Luke chuckled. What are you doing? Helping you resist the urge to manspread, she said, then wrapped her arms around him and rested her head on his shoulder.
Rude,
the blonde muttered, but she finally walked away. Claire snorted. Yeah, I'm the rude one, she said. Does that happen to you often? More than I'd like, he admitted. Does what happened to you happen often?
More than I'd like, she said quietly.
Luke tightened his arms around her. He wasn't just going to knock Chris's block off. He was going to rip him a new asshole while he was at it. The ferry docked at the South Bank terminal. Luke led Claire along the promenade, then across the lawn to Stanley Street Plaza. The markets were in full swing, selling everything from handcrafted soaps and tie-dyed T-shirts to antique teddy bears and fine millinery. The buskers were out in full force, singers and musicians at every turn. And then there were the food vendors scenting the air with everything from baked potatoes and German sausages to French pastries and homemade gelato, not to mention the noodles. Luke's stomach growled. He stopped to buy them dinner and dessert. Leaving the markets, they continued along the path under the giant steel arbor and its canopy of hot pink bougainvillea. Luke looked down at Claire, at their hands joined between them as they walked amongst the joggers and cyclists, the families pushing prams and walking dogs, people living their lives in a world full of uncertainty where the person standing next to you could be gone in the blink of an eye. And he wondered what it would be like to be alone, truly alone. His family had never been a big one, but they'd been close. Hell, even his dad and stepdad had gotten along well. But they were both gone now. So was his mum. Lottie was all he had left.
Look at that sunset.
Lost in thought as he was, it took him a second to realise Claire had stopped walking. She stood behind him, staring back at the city, the sky a wash of orange streaked with pink and bleeding into purple and all of it reflected on the surface of the river, setting it aflame with a riot of colour. As she watched the clouds undulate across the sky, her face was serene, a small smile lifting one corner of her mouth. After all the shit she'd been through, she could still smile. Wow.